can't breathe, I can't sleep when you're away, and days go by, and I see you in every scene, but even then, baby, why can't I get you out my head? Well, well, well. You came after all, didn't you? Tell me, is it that you're brave or just stupid? Confident, or you felt like you had to? The invitation was optional. This part might not be. Now, why did someone like you go to this abandoned little place to find little old me? Come on, baby, I'm not that dull. I can figure it out. From flirting with danger, your thing. Maybe it just makes you feel alive. Is that why your choice of work led you here? Or is it just a passionate hobby? You know, thinking about it, I can't really blame you. But you're the moth that flew too close to the sun, baby. So tell me, why? You know, this could have been a murder house or something worse. But no. For once, the advertisement is just the same. So, I may have made a post and we may have swiped right or whatever. But does that matter right now? Now that I'm looking at you, you are just my type. You don't look so happy to see me. It's almost like I did. Kind of put you in a precarious situation, my bad. Don't worry about that, though. I mean, come on. It's not the worst thing anyone's ever done to you. I mean, just look at your ex. Or what's left of him. I'm not the worst. Remember that. That's what I have going for me. I'm not the worst. Anything but. You're so cute when you don't know what to say. When those words are on the tip of your tongue, but all you can do is bite your lip. That's what this is. A ballad explaining why right now this serenade might never end. Maybe it'll end too soon. What do you think? Am I a saint or a sinner? What am I telling you? You must be a good judge of character, aren't you? Personal investigator, huh? Always looking into things, snooping into people's lives, finding out business that you have no business finding out. So when was it? When did you figure me out, huh? You can be honest, come on. When was it obvious how I got that sample, huh? Look, I'm not the worst, and maybe I didn't hurt anyone. If you can convince yourself to believe it, I'm not going to argue. But if there's blood on my hands, do you think they deserved it? Isn't that more important than you arresting me or something, which you don't have a right to do? And those shaky hands don't look like they could hold you. And even if you might be stronger than I thought. Interesting. So you're gonna push me around for something that you don't even know is true. I love that side to you. Oh, and I know plenty of things about you, trust me. You know me, you just don't remember it. It's a case of careful who you forget exists. Cause you, baby, you're worth something, way more, ain't you? Why do you slink away? Do I repulse you? Do I scare you? You look both scared and not at all. Why is that? I'm either doing a really good job or a really bad job. Why don't you just tell me how it is? You see this front view? It's been abandoned, but I kind of fixed it up. Got power running here and set up a few fun little things. It's not bad, right? You get it. And that's why you understand me more than most do. I'm not going to say that I'm some sort of wallflower nobody can get, but life is so fucking boring. Life is so fucking contrived. I mean, come on! If we didn't have something like expression and music, I'd go insane. Maybe I already have. Yeah, it's for you to find out. So baby, what about me? What about me matters to you so much that you wanted to find me as a revenge for that abusive, fucked up ex? Or maybe it's something else. Maybe it's something you're not telling me. Maybe it's something a lot deeper and darker than that you couldn't say. Your own skeletons in the closet that I know all about. Is that it? Getting a little handsy. But pinning me won't help. Not without you knowing why both of us are standing here. You don't even know why you're standing here, so why try and guess why I am? No, really, this is so cute. But the more you pry into other people's lives, and the more you look into the void, the more it looks back at you, baby. The more it looks back at you and it sees something. Welcome. By the way, I put this show together for you. You can have the whole thing. Why? Why not? This is one fucked up way to have a date, you know that? First dates are always notorious, aren't they? And yet here we are, moseying about, having nothing but each other. No awkward coffee shop? I'm almost disappointed. Instead, you having your hands at my throat like that, it's almost preferable. Maybe I'm a freak. Maybe I'm just twisted in the head somewhere. I mean, I'm not gonna doubt it. You're looking at me like I'm a twisted, messed up soul. And if that's what I am, then that's what you get. But maybe I'm not anything you think I am. Maybe all those hypotheses that led you here, all those clues were just fabricated to get your attention. Maybe I just made life more interesting than it really is, because maybe it's a boring, messed up little existence that barely has anything out of the outlier, that you seek every little thrill you can. You chase dangerous men into dangerous places because you can't get that feeling and you want it back. It was the one thing in the messed up, twisted relationship that you miss. It was the one thing you deserved, baby. The excitement, the thrill of living on the edge, not knowing what would snap next. Your neck, your relationship, your heartstrings, what? That's exactly the kind of thrill that I love. I mean, come on. If you can't love it completely, if you can't live life where it actually means something, where it's more than some idiot's poem that you feel nauseated listening to, and it's actually words that matter to you, words that feel like something, that's when it matters. Don't you get it? I'm not a puppet to the system or the strings, and I'm not trying to tell you you are either, but maybe with how miserable you look, maybe you are looking for that escape. Maybe you should try something new. Maybe you should fall off the deep end with me, whatever that means. See, everything's arbitrary if you make it, baby. But I know you, and I know. That's why you're hesitating. I can feel it. I can see it right through you, and you know why. Because you deserve better than this, okay? You don't need to understand why. You don't need to accept why. Because screw that. That's all about as boring as it could be. This is just a choice of leave or stay. But if you turn your back to me, what's to say I don't just end your small world right there? Not a threat. Nah. Wouldn't that be boring? Putting all this together just to be alone again. I'm not trying to tell you how to feel, honey. That's where you got me all wrong. Oh, not the accusations, come on. Do I look like someone that deplorable? Maybe. Maybe I do. Don't worry about the blood on my sleeve. Is it mine or someone else's? There's a lot of questions you have. You're demanding a lot right now. Oh, come on, baby. You know me, don't you? More than you think you do, at least. Oh, I remember every time we met. The few times that you actually had something good to say about me. And the many times when you didn't. Do you remember what you did? Back when I was a runt. And you are too. There is something so satisfying about seeing you rack your brain but coming up empty. Now you know how it feels, that wonder in the world when everything could be just one way on the tip of your tongue, but it's not there. So why? Why isn't it there? You want to tell me, or should I tell you? Spewing venom won't help. And besides, you know you like this. There's a little bit of spice in your mundane life of just getting by paycheck to paycheck, barely alive. This is better. The system, the world is wrong. You know as well as I do. And besides, if you want me to say anything, you're gonna have to say please first. I'd say you're predictable, but maybe it's not predictable so much as single-minded. What, you want to catch the bad guy, huh? Put an end to my reign of terror, isn't it? What if there's no reign of terror? What if I'm not the one you're looking for, but at the same time I am? No, don't accuse me of speaking in riddles now. If I spelled it out for you, you'd be even more disappointed, more bored. There'd be nothing to do. If you want something, you should try and get it. Don't you agree? Oh, come on. Think. That's it. Warmer, warmer. You're kind of getting there. But let's wrap it up in a pretty little bow and have me explain. That's right. Remember this? Careful who you bully back then, huh? It has a different kind of ring to it right now, doesn't it? Oh, but don't worry. Honey, darling, baby. I don't hate you. I don't. You made my life very different from what it would have been. In fact, maybe if you didn't do what you did back then, I wouldn't be who I am right now. And let's face it, I look way better, and I feel way better. And you can say I'm projecting, you can say I'm deluded, but what does that prove, baby? It's your word versus my life. And what's worth more? What weighs more? Lips or whole body, baby. Though with yours, I'd say yours are worth more than several bodies. And what if I were to steal something from you? Now we're even. For all the pain you caused me, Indirectly, of course, because it wasn't you so much as the others involved. Everybody was rife with picking on me. And that's fine. Tough lives lead to stronger people. And besides, my plans for you were never to get revenge, necessarily, but to give you that thrill of life where you're in the danger seat. You know, all that shoving around, and you're so light to push against the wall. Like I could break you with a single finger wrapped around your neck, let alone these strong hands. And yet you dare not move. You barely breathe and you dare not say anything. That's almost like you're afraid of me. Oh, don't be that way. You don't fear me. Let's make one thing clear. You don't fear me, you fear of what I know, of who you are, of the evidence I may or may not have against you, your reputation. But why do you fear it? You fear your reputation in a life that's already miserable. So why not instead reject it? The whole damn system is just a mess. Meant only to keep you miserably following on what's socially acceptable. Do you think I care? Do you think I honestly, genuinely care? Maybe I do. Maybe I don't. I guess there's only one way for you to find out, isn't there? You have to get to the bottom of it. And I know your mind wouldn't let you walk out the door. No. You're much too curious for that, right? And besides, I'm not a bad guy. If I was, well, you'd already know about it. Oh, now is it? Is it a threat? I'm sure there's plenty of legal loopholes that you could get me in. I mean, that blood on my sleeve, the precarious things I may or may not have done, the people I may disappear, so to speak. If any of that is true, that is. This could be red food coloring. Would you be able to tell the difference? So, forensics major. Oh wait, you're not a forensics major. You barely managed to get the private eye certification, which is in itself kind of just an asinine way of saying you didn't make detective. You couldn't even be in the law enforcement because of what happened with your father, and don't even get me started with what happened with family matters. All of it didn't matter, did it? I could pick you apart in every way you don't want me to, and yet here I am, holding my tongue. I'd rather you hold it than me. Now, mind telling me something else? Why is it if you hate me so much, there's that brief glimpse of wanting to let me take you away? Glimpses of something that are far less incriminating to me and far more to you because, well, it's written all over your face, baby. You crave that excitement you lost. When that toxic piece of trash was out of your life, when he disappeared that day, you lost something. You wanted a piece of it. That strange, exciting, terrible norm, which I'm not defending him, if anything, I'd condemn that man to the moon and back. But listen, and listen well. You are not someone's pawn. And regardless of how you feel about me, regardless of how much you want that excitement, don't settle. Don't fucking settle for second best, got it? I mean it. I'm sick of seeing you do that. Yeah, maybe you can call me an unwanted observer, but when someone messes up your life the way you messed up mine, you don't stop looking away. You keep looking them in the eyes, and you see what they do, and you see how they live, and you see what you can do next. And that's right now, baby. That's right now. Because the rest of it comes after you decide if you're gonna stay or go, because frankly, revenge isn't the issue. I know you keep dancing with that word on your lips. You keep saying it, honey, it's not revenge. This isn't even getting even. It isn't anything like that. It's just me who gradually, after seeing you for so long, found out that you are something different. Something special. Something one of a kind. That a lot of people just don't get. And you know what? You know what I found out? What's the worst part of it all? Is that I can't find a single reason to hate you anymore. I used to. So badly. If you met me back then, I might do something that I might regret. But in the end, I knew that you were just projecting your own troubles onto me. Is it right? Of course it's not. But I don't blame you. I do the same thing. Why do you think so many times if something's in the news? Well, I won't get into that. Just hobbies, right? I like your taste in hobbies, personally. From one to the next, I think we have more in common than you'd like to admit. That's the fun part, isn't it? If you can't admit it, and you still feel it's something worth chasing, then why not chase after the sun, little moth? Why not keep going until your wings burn up and you fall to an untimely demise? Maybe that's what I am to you. The burning hot sun, searing that past of yours away and bringing in something new, even if it's deadly. Where were we? Right. Isn't this the part where you make every excuse why you should pull away? And yet here we are, dancing to a songless night, in the somber moonlight, in this abandoned-ass warehouse. Why haven't you run away? Why'd you let me corner you? Is it the thrill of it? Is it the memories of worst times, with ups and downs, higher highs, lower lows? You crave that roller coaster, that drop right before everything falls apart. Tell me I'm wrong. No, really, tell me I'm wrong. I understand I'm the same, if I'm honest. And it sucks, because right in front of me, I have my worst enemy, and the one I've perhaps loved the most out of anything. Love and hate is a strong word, don't you think? They both have so much riding on them, so much that drives them, yet they're so close. Like a real-life depiction of Romeo and Juliet, where everything is wrong. But it feels right, so nobody cares. It feels right, and that's what people are motivated by. Because the moment everything feels right is the moment it works for you. The secret sauce that makes life more than just breathing. But right now, judging by how your heart's racing, how you feel right now is only scratching the surface, baby. Don't you think? Hey, you can say it. Say everything. Every little detail you want to say. Mm-hmm. See? I might read you like a book, but a book isn't worth reading if it doesn't have a bomb-ass ending. And honestly, I want to go out with a bang, but I don't want to for so long. No, I want to live long enough to see where you go. Where this little story that everything is going to work out, that mundane life is better than tumultuous, is just... Well, I think I've already expressed how much I dislike it. What I do like. People always say to fixate on what you do enjoy in life, right? Then should I fixate on kissing you right now? Uh-oh. You're not running. Well, it's a game of cat and mouse. If the mouse wants it to be caught. No, the question is, are you the cat or am I? Who's the mouse playing into the other's hands? I can't tell, nor do I care. But that look. You look like you want to fight me. Beat me up, kiss me, hold me, and a whole lot more. And I can't exactly tell which one is the real you. Which one is the proper you, I guess. What's a proper anyone? The self that actually makes sense. That's what I want. That's what I crave, because that's what you really are. That's what you are. Whatever the answer to the question, arbitrary as it might be, is what you are, who you are, and where you want to go. Oh, how cute. That expression. And every time I see you, I want it to feel this conflicted. To wanna cry and scream. To wanna hold you. To wanna destroy you. It doesn't matter what our past is, if our present is this, does it? Just because you made my life hell, what if it makes me wanna take yours to heaven? Would you resent me for giving you what you crave? Or would you hate me more if I just walked away? Left you to your own devices to suffer as you have been? I know that mundane life never suited you. You wanted to be more. You wanted that escape, that release. But I'm not so unhinged as to say that I'm some kind of mastermind, no? If anything, I'm the opposite. I studied you, I learned about you, I invited you. And why? Because of no particular reason at all. Other than to me. You're fascinating, interesting, alluring. There's a lot of adjectives that would fit there. In fact, those adjectives that suit you most might just be dangerous. Mysterious, deadly, poisonous. You see, I didn't say venomous for two reasons. You might have venom in your words, but the real poison is in your touch, baby. It's more than defense because you're using it. You make people cave. You make them bend for you because you know your hot stuff. You know it. Subconsciously, physically, emotionally, you know you're desirable, you're amazing, and you're way better than most. And it comes out in certain ways. That's why you used to be a bully. And that's why I realized that's just the way of the world, ain't it? That's just how the world goes sometimes. Winners win and losers lose. But maybe I didn't like that rhetoric the most. Maybe I just decided that wasn't how it was gonna be. Maybe I decided I wasn't going to just roll over and take it anymore. And that's how we ended up here, isn't it? That's what we ended up doing. We came and we met and we found each other by chance, fate, or maybe just a little bit of a breadcrumb. And Then we kissed. Where do you think the story goes from there? Because the pages are still blank. Even if I can write it in my head, there's no point if you're not reading it, enjoying it, and taking more than just a sense or taste. I want you to dive in. I want you to want this so badly. Well, do you want me? Because I want you right now. And I want you in a way that's horrible, terrible, but so pure. So unbelievably pure. What I feel for you, it's just for you. Love is so much more than that. And I don't care. Because I'll make love whatever I want it to be. And you'll either stay here and take it, or leave and run away. What do you think? What's a better choice? Running away from your problems or kissing them? Oh my. You know, I wasn't talking about literally, but I'm not complaining. Your interpretation is just fine by me. And I can tell you missed it. You craved it. Someone who isn't afraid to be mean, isn't afraid to make you feel, isn't afraid to bite the lip till you bleed, kiss you till you can't breathe, choke you when you really need to feel that power, that intensity. Come here. Come here. That's it. Take it off for me, baby. You have a nice ass, I'll tell you that. And your other assets get me excited just thinking about you. Seeing you like that with a little less clothes. Fuck. You're hot. You're way too hot, if I'm honest. Oh, how bad do you want me, baby? Or is it just indifference, huh? What makes you hotter right now? My hands tracing the small of your back. Or my hot breath whispering in your ear every little thing I want you to hear. Every little feeling etching down your spine. All fixated on what comes next. Am I right? Now you might think I'm some sort of brute, someone here to enact my revenge at your most vulnerable, but it's not. I never lied, you know. If I'm going to have you, I'll put my whole heart on the line. How about that? That way, if you feel like it's not fair, you have no one to blame but yourself for equally matching me. Kiss for kiss. Touch for touch, baby. Yeah, you like running those fingers up my ass. Yeah. I work out a lot. Guess why? All the better to seduce you with. To say I'm obsessed is only half the story I told you. I love you, I hate you, I want you, I fucking need you. And when I look at you like that, oh, yeah, but your love for me, baby. Say you can get into it. A little toxic never stopped anyone, but I'm far from that, if I'm honest. The excitement, is the moment, not the past. You realize that? And that's why, when I touch you, it's all the love showing and none of the hate. Maybe a little bit of the hate when I dig these fingers in that ass. Yeah. Oh. The muscles in your body make me hard. Fuck. I couldn't help it. With the way you're all over me. The way you need it this as bad as me just proves my point. Hey, it is one of the best ways to fuck. Even if there's love mixed in. Don't smile so much when you're getting choked, bitch. It just tells on you how you really are. But even if you're freaky, I have to be gentle sometimes too. I don't want you mistaking it for me getting revenge. Maybe I'll get revenge on that ass though. No, something tells me you wouldn't see it so much as revenge as mind-numbingly intense. And that intensity, everyone craves it. In that way, you're not special. Maybe it's the only way you're not. Ooh. Look at me, yeah? Yeah, that's it. Something about seeing you like that. Knowing that you're feeling something. From just my hands. Rubbing, claiming. Letting your body know with an RSVP just how much you needed this invitation to feel like you've never felt. Even if toxic guys do it better, ones that actually value you, no one to take that toxicity out on the right place. Namely, that one right there. You feel that, my finger right there. Tracing a little circle. I know you can feel it. I can feel your reaction already. I know. There was foreplay in the touch, but right here, drawing circles, you feel it? Yeah. Yeah, I know you do. Don't want me to stop. That's it. Now you're honest. Now you're finally getting it. Oh, your thighs make such a good place to thrust my cock. But your knees buckling a little more from rubbing these tiny little circles. It's like your whole body is controlled from here. Ooh. Yeah, baby. But you never felt it like this before. Would you look at that? It's definitely affecting you, I see. I know you can feel me, and I love that. So don't stop. Tell me how good it feels, baby. Yeah. I'm not stopping, no. I love your reaction. Come on, darling. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, come on. Ooh, you love that, don't you? You fucking love that. Oh, I'm not stopping then. That's right. That's right, baby. All of this is mine. Got it. No questions asked. No stipulations. Just mine. Yeah. Fuck yeah. Oh, that friction feels good. Oh, you got me really feeling it too. Yeah. freely again. That nice sticky situation between your thighs. There's a lot more where that came from. But you gotta earn that one. That's right, instead of witty backlashing and non-stop quips, why don't you put the mouth to good use, baby? Oh, you're no stranger to sucking dick, are you? You love that, the way you look up at me. This hand on the back of your head so you know your place. Fuck yeah. Look at me, baby. Look at me when you bob up and down. Look at me like that. Yeah. Yeah. Come on, baby. Come on. Yeah. Yeah. That's right. You take it all the way in. You take it all the way fucking in. Look at that. Isn't that just beautiful? The way you suck my fucking cock. Yeah. Keep going, baby. Keep fucking going. Yeah. Yeah. Don't show too much now, but take it all the way in yet. Hold it there, baby. Look at me. Look at me, baby. Bet you didn't expect this to be how it went. Bet you didn't expect to make me sing in this way. Fuck, you feel good. Yeah. And don't let those fingers stop moving down there. I want to see them acting proper. Suck that dick, baby. Suck that dick. Fuck, fuck, fuck. I see you took it all. I guess you're getting an A+ in that. And besides, look at me. Yeah, those half-lidded eyes. It's too soon for that. You know I'm going to. Well, I'm going to pound you really fucking hard. You know what's better than pounding you really fucking hard? Oh, making you count the inches when I plunge inside you. Oh, baby, I know you feel that. I know you fucking feel that, yeah? God, you're tight. So how does it feel? I know you can feel me spreading you in ways you didn't know you could fit. And if I just hold it there, how does it feel to be completely and utterly impaled on my cock? Does it feel good? Yeah. Oh, what's it feel like, baby? Tell me everything. I just wanna feel your insides like that. You feel me twitching like crazy inside you. That's just how good it feels. That's how you are. And you keep clamping down. I fucking love it. Our bodies communicating the pleasure in the sexiest ways. Yeah, baby. You want it, don't you? Like that, yeah? Isn't it crazy? I'm pulling you up like this, wrapping my hands around your neck, and I can hold you like this, like you barely weigh anything. Maybe, but I won't let you pass out, baby. Instead, if you're gonna pass out, you better do it from the pleasure. God. God, you feel so fucking good. Oh, yeah. Being so completely inside you, pulling all the way out and all the way back in. Tell me, how good do you feel, baby? How good do you feel? I feel fucking great. You feel so good. Wrapped around me, baby. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Don't give me that. Your loviness, aren't you? Tell me what it feels like, baby. To be fucked like this, huh? I'll tell you, your insides wrapped around me feel fucking delicious. You feel delicious, baby. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck. Fuck, yes. Not so fast, baby. I can see you hitching those breaths. I can feel you so close. So close. That's why I gotta do these deep fucking thrusts. So that I don't just fuck you, I claim you. I claim you. And I wanna make you my bitch, because that's what it is. That's what this is about, wasn't it? A revenge story, so we might as well make it convincing. Even if what I said was true, I can't get enough of you to let it end so quick. Fuck. Fuck, baby. Fuck. Yes. Fuck yes. Fuck yes, baby. Fuck yes. Fucking way. You hear me? You're mine. You're mine. No. God. come with me. Take it all deeper, deeper inside. So much. Here. Overflowing. Sorry, I still have so much jizz. So much fucking cum pouring on top of you, too. Guess you're not only glazed by Korean film. But I won't apologize for any of this, really. You're just taking that fall. Finally giving in to what you needed. What you wanted all along. This satiation. This risk. This passion. Fuck. I love you in this pathetic form after you're fucked to this level. Love is a fickle thing. And if I really tell you I love you, would you believe me? If I told you I hated you, would you believe me then? Which do you think it is? What am I really? Maybe I'm just infatuated. Maybe I'm just so madly lost to the idea of having you be as much of a thrill-seeking craze as me. But regardless, you're mine for this moment. And that's all that matters. You're my captive audience. The one who deserves everything I've got. And the one who gets it all. Until never ends. Until forever ends. Until there's nothing left but muddled pleasure and no thoughts. Enjoy the show, won't you? I'm sure it's going.